Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn, the CEO of S3 Productions. The show that you're going to hear, Teachers Talk Coffee, show number 11, was actually pre-recorded this afternoon, and it's being rebroadcast at this time. I'd like to thank my guest, Mr. John Affantefi of Big Kahuna Productions, Marianne Richmond, professional science educator, as today we talk about Alaskan Woods Coffee. This is Ms. Richmond's pick, and so she was today's resident barista. I would also like to thank my stage crew, Mr. D.R. Robles, Mr. E. Lopez, Mr. Castillo, because without those guys, nothing happens. And this happens to be probably our last show this school year, because most of my crew is graduating, and it's kind of silly to do Teacher Talks Coffee when the whole point was Teachers Talk Coffee. But don't worry, if you have any suggestions, comments, dedications, we'll make arrangements somehow. Not sure exactly how, but we will. So with that in mind, I'd like to thank the good folks at Alaskan Artesian Coffee of Palmer, Alaska, for letting us drink their coffee. I'm going to be writing to them shortly with a thank you note because they do make some great coffee. Enjoy the show, and we'll be back in a bit. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to June 2nd, 2017, to Teachers Talk Coffee. And today is also National Donut Day.
Donuts!
Now, before we talk coffee, our resident professional roustabout, Scott Freeze over here, brought us, courtesy of last week,
donuts.
Yeah, no, not these are not fish. These are the Taste of Freedom.
Taste of Freedom donuts.
Notice sticker. This is if we don't mess around here, ladies and gentlemen. The official taste of
patriotic duty. It's our patriotic duty to eat these donuts.
That's right.
Thank you. Most definitely.
All right. So. All right. Okay. I'll get in a minute. Okay. So
delicious.
Today.
Oh, wait.
I will get one in just a second.
Go.
You're forcing me into it.
I know, I'm twisting your arm.
There we are. Nothing like donuts on a
Friday. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer here on S3 Productions. Introducing our guests, we have Ms. Marianne Richmond, professional science educator. Mr. John Affantefi, CEO and founder of Big Kahuna Productions. Scott Freeze, our professional roustabout and resident guru on just about everything. And today we are doing
Alaska Artisan Coffee.
There we go. That's the name of the company.
It is, and I forgot to bring the bag. It's
Alaskan Wood Roast, I think.
It is the Wood Roast Coffee. And yes, my personal choice.
You are the barista today.
Oh man, I can take credit for this.
You make sure, mate.
That's fantastic.
Go ahead. Tell us your story.
Well, this was the choice that I made when Dale started to order from Alaskan Artisan Coffee. And this was the one I chose because I thought it was interesting, the wood roasting. Okay. Now, this is our third or
really
fourth.
The wood,
this is our this is our third or fourth example of the Alaskan Artisan Coffee. And with each one, I continue to try to dilute it more and more because it is, without question, the strongest brew I have ever had. But the taste of it is quite lovely. It's I'm not going to say it's floral because that just sounds too pansy for me. But it's really got a very interesting aftertaste. It's not that heavy kind of sour, nasty, bitter back of the throat taste. It stays with you, and it's a nice taste. And brewing it, you should have smelled my room. Very interesting aroma. Very nice aroma.
I may put it into perspectives of those of us that must have cream in our coffee.
I do. It's over there.
I put a ton of cream in here, but that's my usual. Okay. I like my coffee and my cream. And I did that, and this tastes basically like black coffee to me. That's how strong this is. So it's quite an ass kicker, actually.
It's so challenging to try and get it. I really, really tried.
Yeah.
My little pot only holds 12 cups of water. And I was almost forced to use tap water in it. Well, I did use tap water in it. Not my bottled water as per usual. But honestly, I tried.
I used mine straight. Right out of
whoa.
The and this is actually, I gotta say, this has got a very interesting taste. Now, compare that to the, was it Denali Mountain versus the Alaskan Mountain that we tried? This rates right up there with, makes me want to just get in the car and drive from here to Seattle or someplace and just.
Non-stop,
just because.
Yeah.
Because you can stay awake that long. Oh, yeah.
And you wash it down with a donut.
Now, yeah. Personally, I did like the. What was it? Door kicker.
That was pretty good.
I like that. It had a much smoother taste to me. My taste buds, you know, that's what they liked. But if you like strong coffee, we found your coffee.
We found it, yeah. So. I have been nothing but pleased with it, with the Alaskan Artisan blends. I'm very, very drawn to them. So I still think we should all get T-shirts from there.
Well, I'll have to, because I did get an email from
XXXL.
We don't want to drop any hints here.
Double XL and an XL. Yeah. Medium.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
XL.
Now that you've bought my entire train of thought, I was going to say. Thank you very much.
You have got received an email from.
Yes, we did. And okay. Unfortunately, I didn't print it. I had a doctor's appointment this morning, so it's part of my lack of preparation. Or as I like to think of, avant-garde, impromptu, which is the way we do everything around here.
Because
we can. Because we say so.
Yep.
There's way too much structure around here.
Yeah. If we do structure, we just lose everything.
That's right. If this was scripted, we wouldn't have any fun.
Wow. Heck no, this is off the cuff.
But anyway, I did get a nice...
Wow. I may not sleep tonight or tomorrow night, for that matter.
Honestly, I think it's freaking delicious. I think it's really good.
It's too strong for me, but, you know, that's why we're all here, you know?
Yeah.
It's great coffee. I just have this urge to drive to Seattle.
And for those of you, we're located now in Southern California. Seattle's not exactly just an hour away.
So, no.
It's a little trip.
It's about 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah. Well, I'm not completely dissatisfied.
I think it's great stuff.
I'm very enamored with it.
Around,
have you actually had any to drink?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my. Well,
I do have to mention Mr. Lopez, who's going in the Army, part of our ever wonderful production crew. Without, we can't make this.
Love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Here. Cheers to y'all.
Cheers.
Also, don't forget to get a donut. Freedom donut.
Taste of freedom.
Taste of freedom.
Now, I will say this, which Lopez.
We all serve, so you guys can be
that crew chief on those helicopters, and your coffee spicy with JP4 and probably other.
Light them up. Yeah.
There you go.
Too bad you couldn't have one of these right before you wrestled, right?
Yeah.
Hurt it probably.
Okay, shake, wrestle, pin. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, by the time the referee even got over to the gun.
Yeah.
He's standing over.
Not only did he wrestle,
more.
He wrestled this weight class and the next two on up.
There you go.
All within the same time frame.
And won them all.
And won them all.
Mm-hmm.
This is.
All right.
So, we're almost at the end of our school year, so we're sort of planning for next year. But again, to the ladies and gentlemen, the Alaskan Arcadian Coffee, this is some great stuff. It really is.
The coffee, not the donut.
Yes.
Yeah.
The donuts are local Southern California here. Blend. Yes. But the Italian artisan, I've truly enjoyed this.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
And again, my doctor said I can't have donuts. He never said the taste of freedom.
That's true.
He never did say.
Did not specify.
That's right.
Yeah. My doctor's told me I can't have a lot of things.
Better hope your doctor doesn't watch the show, Mr. Trump.
That's true.
Well, my doctor told me I'm on the light diet. Remember, what's that?
If you like it, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Yeah.
Everything you don't like, you can have as much as you want. And he said, you heard of comfort food? And I go, yes, I have.
You
can't have any of that either. If it brings you no comfort, you can eat all you want. So.
There's no point then.
And that's what he said. You live to be 100. I'm thinking, why?
I'll settle for 80.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, we're almost out of time, and our stage crew is signaling here. Stray, any last?
Yeah.
You are just such a weenie, I swear to God.
Hey, I am what I am. That's all what I am.
All right. All right. Scott, I know you don't drink coffee, but...
Yeah.
The donuts were good.
The donuts are good, and just a plug for the three of us, we are vets.
Yes, we are.
Han was Navy, I'm Navy, and Afatappy here was Army.
And my husband, don't forget my husband, God love him, he was in the Marine Corps.
He was a Marine Corps wife, we all know, nobody messes with Marine Corps wives.
Nobody
no way. That's true. Here
someday. Yeah,
that's right. Marianne, being our resident barista.
Do I have anything to say?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I do. God love you, all the people who are supporting and defending our country, from the military personnel to our local police department. We need to give you mad props, man, and just support you all the way.
For all the troops out there and for all you local police officers, remember, we are doing this for you.
And here. All of our allies, all of our members. Foreign allies who are helping us
Freedom
make
donuts.
A better place to live. This is for you.
Here.
All right. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kirk Hunt, CEO of Fire Here, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, S3 Productions on Teacher Talk Coffee. This is show number 11.
11? Wow.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, because...
No, for our boys.
Yes.
Here's to you. Cheers.
But matter of fact, real quick, we need to bring our two graduating production engineers. Mr. Lopez, step in front of the camera. You've been in front of the camera
Woo-hoo.
Before.
Yay.
Sure.
You can stand in front of me. Come here, Edward.
Daniel, you're graduating.
Come on, Daniel, you're graduating
I want the world to meet the next podcast, multimedia.
Your face isn't it? Come on, further.
Come this way. Come this way, right here.
There you go.
Robles here of Robles Photography.
That's right. Please also come. Known as the Dr. Daniel Robles, Dr. Get it?
Right. Services.
Who believe me, if I was a doctor, we've been fired already.
The film doctor.
The film doctor.
And for Edward, who's going into the military.
Hoorah. Way to go, Army.
Adrian, yep. Come on over here.
Are you a senior?
No, I got 2 years.
Oh, seriously? He's a baby. So, oh, my gosh, he'll be here.
Test block.
Yeah.
You may have to squat down to the camera.
Yeah, I think you're kind of up over the... I still don't see you in there.
No, yep.
Oh, there you are.
Yep. We got to get Scott some room.
Oh, you're all fine. Right. I'm in there.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
We need to say goodbye. We're almost out of time.
All right.
I'm almost out of school year. Cheers.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Amen to that, baby.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. And again, I want to say again, thank you to the Alaska Martinis and Coffee for providing this. I'm going to be sending you a letter asking for recommendations for the stuff we haven't tried yet for next year.
Yep.
And we'll go from there.
Yep.
You have a great day. Thank you so very much.
Out here.
Show number 11, Alaskan Woods Coffee from Palmer, Alaska. Thank my guests again, John F. Teffy of Big Kahuna Productions, Miss Richmond of Professional Science Educator and Today's Barista. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, requests, or dedications, you can always reach me at kurhan74@yahoo.com. You can reach me through Blog Talk Radio, facebook.com/S3Productions1. And as you can see, my post-production crew is in the background helping me, sort of. If you have any questions, thank you so much. Will you sit still? I'm getting all tangled up in my mic cable here. All right. Yes, I see you. All right. Anyway, with that in mind, have a great one. Goodbye.